Now the latest on critical budget decisions involving Congress and the president. The Republican-controlled House will vote next week to allow the government to borrow more money to meet its obligations. It's a move aimed at heading off a market-rattling fight with President Obama over the so-called debt limit. The measure would give the government about three more months of borrowing authority beyond a deadline expected to hit as early as mid-February.
Well, joining us again, Chris Wallace, host of Fox News Sunday. Good to talk to you again, Chris.
Hey, guys.
Now, this legislation would not require the immediate spending cuts as earlier promised by GOP leaders like the Speaker, John Boehner. What's going on with this?
Well, I think they've decided to pick their fight, and they've decided the worst place to pick it is over the debt limit, because the president has made it clear that he is not going to bargain, extend the debt limit in return for some spending cuts. And I think they feel that's the place where they have the weakest, the smallest amount of leverage. And so what they're going to do is kick the can down the road on the debt limit. And then when it comes to the sequestration, the $100 billion in spending cuts that were supposed to kick in as part of the fiscal cliff have now been delayed till March 1st. You also have the government running out of money later in March. Those are the points at which they think they have maximum leverage, and that's where they're going to demand the big spending cuts.
Now, another of the week's big stories, the president wants changes in gun laws in light of what happened in Newtown. Will he get them?
I think he'll get some of it, Veronica. I don't think he'll get all of it. The assault weapons ban, I think, is going to be the toughest haul for him. The limiting the size of these big magazines that carry 30 rounds, 100 rounds, I think that's somewhat more possible. And I think the thing that he has the best chance on is the universal background check. There are polls out today that indicate literally 90% of Americans, and I don't think 90% of Americans agree that the sun's going to come up in the east, but 90% of Americans agree with the idea of a universal background check in some form. I suspect he'll get that through Congress.
What do you got lined up for Fox News Sunday?
Well, we'll look at gun control, but just more generally, we're going to look. Sunday is the day that the president takes the formal oath of office. The big show will be on Monday, of course. And we'll look at the president's second term, what he hopes to accomplish, what Republicans hope to do in response. We'll be talking to one of the president's top advisors, David Plouffe, one of the architects of his election and reelection. And we'll be talking on the Republican side to one of the leaders of the Senate Republican leadership, Roy Blunt of Missouri. So it should be a very interesting show.
All right, Chris, have a good show.
Thank you, guys.
Chris Wallace, host of Fox News Sunday. You can catch it Sunday morning at 9 on Fox 5.